FM 90.3 WJTL. It's your home for Christ Community Music. Jeff Deo, bless the Lord. Happy Tuesday to you, 7:03 on the clock. You are hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Hey, today's praise focus is found in Romans 11:33-36. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments and his path beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay them? For from him and through him and for him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. This doxology was a response to the reality of God's mercy. The wages of sin is death, and since we have all sinned and fallen short of God's glory, we are deserving of judgment. But God has stepped in to release us from guilt, shame, and the punishment that we deserve from those acts of disobedience. Instead of condemnation, we receive God's favor and peace through faith in Jesus Christ. That is the marvelous mystery of the gospel. A sinless Jesus was crucified so that guilty might be forgiven and set free. We may not fully fathom God's love, but we can fully embrace him and celebrate him. The richness of God's wisdom and mercy are reasons to praise God in the year of focus.
Our very special guest today is Ashley Zimmerman. She's the marketing director for Catalyst Christian School. Ashley, good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. A little cold, a little tired. But
it is very chilly outside. Okay, so Catalyst Christian School. Does that feel familiar to say quite yet, or are you still
getting used to it? Yeah, I mean, we slip up every once in a while.
As you're going to.
Yes.
So elephant in the room, Lambs. The name has changed. A lot of people know this as Lambs, but now it is Catalyst Christian School. Tell us about the name change. Tell us why you felt like it was time to change
it. Yeah. So yes, it's a big shift.
Yeah.
But we wanted to let everybody know we're still the same school. You know, we didn't get bought or sold or anything like that, but we are still the same school, same foundation, same mission. But we were really looking for a name that kind of encapsulated that mission better. Instead of being a Lititz area, which is a very small geographical space. And the reality is we have people that are coming from a much broader variety or area than that. And with the name Mennonite, it felt limiting because we have all different denominations there. You don't have to be Mennonite to go there.
Right.
So just allowing there to be those barriers taken away when there is so many different schools, great schools to look at. We wanted the right people to be able to find our school. And Catalyst seems to fit that. And we're building on the foundation that we had already put in place for 47 years. This is our 48th year. Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing. And you said that even after 48 years, this year is your largest enrollment. Is that ever?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's amazing. Do you sense that there's a hunger out there for Christian education among both parents and students?
I think so. Yes. I mean, just come and walk through our school. You see everybody's thriving and excited, and parents are happy to be there and be involved in their kids' education without having them at their house.
Yeah, that's really cool. And there's ways for parents to get involved coming up a lot. Tell us one of the ways. It's at LBC. Is that correct?
Yes.
There's sort of an open house thing
going on? The
Christian
Ed Fair is coming up on Sunday, actually, from 2 to 4. And they don't get to just see our school, but you can see, I believe, 13 other schools as well, and kind of check it out and see what the best fit is for you.
Sure. It can be an overwhelming process, but it's great
to see your
options. But you guys have a specific event. Is it called, Discover Catalyst?
Discover Catalyst,
Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was formerly Discover Lambs and Discover Catalyst. We're saying it a couple of times, so it gets in our brain.
But
it's a time for current patrons to come out and new prospective families or people that are enrolled already. And they can come and walk the halls, talk to the teachers, really get a feel for what it is. And you can kind of brush shoulders with current patrons as well. We actually knew this year we have Lancaster Mobile Mini Golf is coming, and they're setting up in our gym a mini golf course. So you can do it with your family, and it's going to be a really good night.
So this isn't just informational. This is going to be a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
Always
we got
is.
Food, of course.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's cool. If folks want to get more details on Discover Catalyst or really any ways that they can get involved, where can they find you online?
We can go to catalystchristianschool.org. You can also give us a call, 717-626-9551, or email. That's fine, too.
Awesome. Catalystchristianschool.org is the place to go, and we will talk more with Ashley on ways that you can get involved at Catalyst Christian School. Plenty of great tunes on the way as well, and Wilson is on the way next.
With SRN News.